Hi, I'm Will Robinson and welcome to the official Crystal Palace podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Stirs, the world's first zero-waste coffee. Stirs are a proud local partner and hot drink supplier to the Eagles, supporting a more sustainable South London. Whether you're at the match or watching from home, try their great-tasting coffee and hot chocolate by visiting shop.cpfc.co.uk. And the best part? A portion of the proceeds goes straight to the Palace for Life Foundation. Supper cuppa to help young South Londoners. Perfect. Now sit back and enjoy the official Crystal Palace podcast. Hello and welcome to Tour Daily on the Palace podcast. We're here, we've arrived, we've reached Australia after a long journey from Singapore. We've made it to Melbourne, and a beautiful city it is too. And we've been here for one night now, and the game against Manchester United at the Melbourne Cricket Ground is coming up. But first, we're going to speak to some local fans out here in Melbourne, some of whom have also travelled a long way to see Palace in the flesh. We're going to hear from fans at an open training session at the MCG that Palace have hosted. More than 4,000 fans came down to watch the side train. And then we're going to look ahead to Manchester United tomorrow. And that's all for this episode of Tour Daily.
Well, we've just arrived in Melbourne. It's a lot colder than it was in Singapore, and we've managed to find some Palace fans already. Just introduce yourself first.
Hello, I'm Shirley from Sydney.
And how long have you been a Palace fan for?
Oh, for the last 3 or 4 years at least.
And what was it that made you choose Palace?
I just love the name, and I just love watching them play.
And I assume that it'll be your first Palace game, won't it?
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
So who are you excited to see? What are you excited to do?
Oh, it's nice to see all the players and just be out there and cheer for them. That's what I want to do, just cheer them on.
We do have some split loyalties here, so if you two just introduce yourselves as well.
I'm Jacob from Sydney.
I'm Isabella from Sydney.
And you two aren't Palace fans, is that right?
No, I'm a Liverpool supporter, but I still like Crystal Palace though.
Liverpool supporter.
Sorry. So we just play Liverpool, yeah. Now you're here to see us play Man United. Who will you be supporting at the MCG?
Oh, both.
How about you?
Crystal Palace.
There you go, that's the right answer. That's what we want to hear. Yeah. How exciting is it just to be able to see Palace in Australia? That must be quite exciting.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. With the world being locked down, we haven't been able to go overseas for a while. Yes, so we have been to England before, love England, just didn't make it to any of the games. So, and the night we flew into England, Crystal Palace were actually versing Liverpool. But we got there just as the game arrived, so we missed it. Yeah, so.
Do you ever watch the games on TV here? Because they must be, yes. I mean, what time are the, are the games on?
5 a.m. So 4 a.m, 5 a.m, really early.
It's proper commitment. Yeah. So what time are you getting up to watch a game then?
We get up early, So we get up there 4 or 5,
For a final thing, can you just give me a score prediction? United Palace, what's the score going to be?
I think 3-2 Palace's way.
Okay, we like that. That's a good start.
I reckon 2-1 Palace's way.
We got two Palace wins already, go on.
I don't want to hurt anyone, but I think probably United say 3-1.
I should have started with you and gone to the other two, shouldn't I? So still two Palace wins. Yeah. All right, guys, well, enjoy the game. Have an amazing
time.
Thank you.
It's lovely to meet you. Thank you for coming down to Australia. It's a long way. Thank you.
Welcome to the MCG, everyone. We're stood in this enormous bowl in Melbourne, the Melbourne Cricket Ground. You'll be familiar with this if you are a cricket fan, watching England play here in the Ashes. The minute we've got a football pitch set up in the middle, we can still see the Aussie rules posts in the background, and it is a chilly day in Melbourne. It's about 10 degrees. It was raining this morning. Been a bit of a shock after the 35 degree heat in Singapore, but we are gradually getting used to it. The players have just come out to train in front of quite a big crowd in Melbourne. And there's kind of shirts of all kinds over here. Melbourne shirts, got a few Arsenal shirts in the front, but I can see some Palace retro shirts. Gonna try and speak to some Palace fans. I've come to you because you're wearing a Palace scarf and you're sat in the front row. Just introduce yourself to start with. Just say who you are, where you're from.
Donna from South Australia.
From South Australia, okay. So how far have you come to come here?
800 Ks.
800 Ks. How long does that take?
About 8 hours.
Yeah, 8 hours to get here. Oh my god, alright. And so you're here to see training. You here to the game tomorrow as well?
We are, yes, yep, definitely.
Okay. And why Palace?
I'm going to blame this one for my
no
husband.
Yeah. Since I was a kid. So no
and
one,
you can't remember why the, or the reason?
I've been watching them at my auntie and uncle's when I was about 4 or 5 and 30 years on.
30 years, okay. So do you remember which players you were watching when you were a kid?
No, not really. Not initially. I can remember the old, the top with the Virgin, Fly Virgin across it. I can remember that, but I can't remember the players. So probably more once we got into the Premier in 04, 05. That's when I really...
And have you ever been to a Palace game? Is this going to be your first one? Which games have you been to?
2009.
We went over in England.
I think Watford.
Okay.
And then watched Barnsley as well at Selhurst, both at Selhurst.
Is this the first time you've seen a Premier League team out in Australia? Because there's been a few.
Yeah.
It is, okay. And talk to us about, have you ever been to the MCG before? Because we've never been, and it's unbelievable.
It's pretty amazing. We're Adelaide Crows fans as well, so we come here in 2017, and it wasn't a good result for us in the grand final, but
it's
an awesome...
Best ground in Australia by It means a lot to a lot of people.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, I'm a bit of a cricket fan as well, so this is it's kind of doubly special.
It would be cricket as well.
What can Palace fans expect, the ones that have travelled out from Australian football fans? What's the atmosphere like out in Australia?
It's pretty good. Probably not like you get at home, but it'll be something different, I think. So
I was going to say, when we went in London, it was, I've never been to a place where like security guards are literally between the home and away fans. It's crazy. So it's not like that here.
Just finally, we've just come from Singapore. It was 35 degrees. And I'm now stood in, I mean, I'm not even under the roof, so I'm stood in the drizzling rain. What's going on? It's 38 degrees in London today.
It's cold
this
here.
This is cold for you. This is freezing.
Thanks,
mate. Right, we've come to the other side of the stands. And so I hear you've got a pretty amazing, not only way of getting here, but reason why as well.
Yeah, look, we drove down from Sydney to Melbourne, which is about a 10-hour drive. We wrapped one of our work trucks in full Crystal Palace branding and everything, and we teamed up with a charity called Gotcha for Life, which is a Sydney-based charity, a mental health charity. So we raised just over 11,500. It was myself, I'm Gavin, John, and also Andrew Brown. So we stopped off various towns along the way.
That's incredible. So it's 10-hour drive. Is that including the stop-offs? And
no, plus. So
that,
probably
that includes stop-off. It's
about 10 or 11 hours.
And £11,000 you raised for charity?
Dollars. So not quite pounds. Still good,
Oh, that's incredible. And now how does it feel to be finally here and seeing the team?
Awesome. And I was born in South London, so I used to go to Palace games as a kid. Used to pay £3 a game or sneak under the gates.
How long have you lived in Sydney?
I've lived here for 18 years. So I moved out here when I was 25, And so
talk to me about the players you used to watch when you went as a kid.
Ian Wright, Mark Bright, obviously. All those sorts of guys, John Solarco.
And you're at the game tomorrow, aren't you?
We're at the game, yeah.
And could you just give me a score prediction just to...
I'm going to go 3-1 Palace.
I'll say 2-1. I mean, the MCG is a great location for...
Well, this is what we were talking with the other fans about. We find it a bit special being in, not only because of the football, but because we're Test cricket fans as well. So
That's huge,
I think the last time England played here wasn't so great, right?
No, but there's always the next time. That's the most important time.
Next time, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Right, cheers, guys. Cool, thank you. Well, there's a man here holding a shirt. No, what is it? It's a sheet. And it says, "Are you? Can I have your shirt?" in massive letters. Can you just tell me about this sign that you've made?
So pretty much for the past couple of days, we've been on a mission to try and make this sign.
Yeah.
In the hopes to eventually get a shirt.
And why Jordan Ayew is the person you've...
So I've met him once before at a Crystal Palace match, and he's kind of my idol. Play with him on FIFA. So hopefully he comes over.
Are your arms not tired? Because I haven't seen you not holding this up yet.
It's shocking. We're rotating, but we'll do everything for the badge.
So just to paint a picture, is it three of you rotating? There's three of you, and this is quite a big sign. Are you? Can I have your shirt written on it? Are you at the game tomorrow as well?
Yes.
All right. So for anyone that's watching on TV tomorrow, look out for the sign. Just give me... I'm going to run down the line. I want score predictions from everyone.
2-1 Palace.
2-1 Palace. You're going
5-0 Palace.
5-0 Palace. That's better.
3-2 Palace.
3-2 Palace. Well, this is getting slightly unrealistic now.
7-0 Palace.
7-0 Palace. You see, this is what we want. Just give us your name and just a little intro so we can.
Dale Smart.
And so you run, it's for the Prince Patrick.
Prince Patrick Hotel in Collingwood.
And that's not named after the manager, that's been there for a while.
No, that's been there. Pub's in since 1887.
Okay.
So 130 years old, always been a pub. It's as close as pub to the MCG, so like a 10 minute walk.
Right.
So we get, you know, heaps of people game day. Yeah, with heaps of people for the Man U game the other day when I was playing Melbourne Victory.
And do you get many Palace fans that go in?
Oh, get a few, yeah. Yeah, we do. Born Beckenham. Yeah,
right.
yeah.
How long were you
for? Come over here in 2005.
Okay.
So I was born in 73.
Right.
And yeah, first games used to go with the old man and brothers.
Right.
So.
And you sound
every
like,
week.
Like an Aussie lilt, though, is that?
Oh, I've been here, what's it, 17, 18 years now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a bit in no man's land. You know what I mean?
Half South London.
Yeah, Aussies call me a pom. Yeah. And me English guys call me, you know, call me a kangaroo.
And is there a big Palace supporting contingent in
Melbourne? Oh, there's a heap that do you know, you, it's like being at Holmesdale Road. You've got to be committed, rain, hail or shine, but apart from it's more 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, what's it like supporting an English team in Australia? It must be like ridiculous hours of the night.
Oh, that's it. It's either you're staying up or you're getting up early. It's one of the two.
And you get up 3 a.m, and I mean, God forbid, Palace lose. That starts your day off in a bit of an interesting light.
Oh, that's right. You know what I mean. So, well, the day can only get better from there.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah,
that's it.
That's a very good point. Given that you grew up watching football in England, what's the difference between English football crowds and Australian football crowds?
English football crowds a lot more atmospheric, a lot more passionate, a lot more singing.
Okay.
Australian football crowds, you know, everyone mixing together, and it has to be very fair.
Right.
You know.
I think it's a chance.
Yeah.
It's a chant in the singing. Supporters. I love the camaraderie, the chant and the singing, the songs. It's. I grew up in Australia and the atmosphere is sensational. I love it.
Do you ever try and convert people into Palace fans when they're at the pub?
100%,
yeah. Much success?
Yeah, anyone that comes in the pub that's Australian and got a team, they're a Palace fan, I can tell you.
See, you're doing it. This is how it works. Drip by drip, this is how it happens. So you grew up in Australia, right? And then you must have seen Palace for the first time when?
Gosh, 2000. It's been about 20 years, I reckon, is the first game. We got together in 2001, so probably the next year we were at a few games.
And what were your first impressions there?
The singing, the chanting, like I said, was sensational. I loved it.
Yeah.
It's good fun.
Was it new, like a new experience for you, that kind of thing?
Absolutely. Yeah, completely different to AFL games.
Because you mentioned that, what's this stadium like when it's completely full? Because it's so massive.
95,000 people. It is, I mean, the atmosphere here is incredible. It'd be the best stadium in Australia.
Yeah. You say so as well?
Oh, yeah, 100%. We come here to see the Ashes and English cricket team and stuff, and just Boxing Day test. It's massive. Sell out a crowd, 100,000 people.
Final thing, just give a score prediction for tomorrow.
Hopefully it'll be 3-2 to us.
Okay, so how about you?
I'll go 2-1, but obviously Crystal Palace to win.
Yeah, that's brilliant. You've got to stay positive when you're getting up at 3 in the morning.
Exactly.
All right, cheers.
So what have we got? We've got a school trip down here. Okay, so what's the school and why have you come down to see Palace train?
So our school is Springside West, so we're located in Melbourne's western suburbs. This group we have is a soccer academy, or football academy, and we have a lot of teachers and students who are Palace supporters, so we come down and watch while they're here.
So why are a lot of the students and teachers Palace supporters? What is it about the school that...
I'm not sure, maybe just the area where the school is located, that a lot of ex-London Pats who've moved to the area and grown up, but yeah, big Palace supporters at the school.
So who's a Palace fan here? You're a big Palace fan. How does it feel watching Palace train?
It's an unbelievable experience, seriously. Like, from a young age, I've dreamed of, you know, watching my boys play, but you know, I could finally see them train today.
So this is your first time seeing Palace in the flesh?
I haven't been to England before, but it's my first time being here.
Which of the players are you watching out for today?
You know, Jordan Ayew. Big names like that in the Premier League.
Yeah.
How much would you like to go to Selhurst Park?
Oh, I'd love to.
Oh, I'd love to go.
It'd be one of my dreams, serious.
Yeah.
What other teams have we got? Just quick fire. Which team do you support?
Arsenal.
Liverpool.
Tottenham. Liverpool.
Arsenal. United.
Liverpool.
I'm not having another Liverpool fan. Who do you support?
United.
Okay.
No, I'm a City, but Palace is the second, because there's actually a number of teachers, and with Mila Yednak, obviously ex-Socceroos captain, Yeah. So, you know, the history with Palace and Australia is, you know, pretty well. And I think Nicky Carl as well. So there is a strong connection with Australia and Malaysia Palace.
Brilliant. To finish, can I get you all to just shout Eagles?
One, two, three. Eagles!
Amazing to hear, isn't it? The lengths that people will go to come and see Palace. Fans from far and wide, not just in Australia, we heard it in Singapore as well. People who've come over here from South London and now live in Melbourne. So glad to see Palace again. Well, that's all from today's episode of Tour Daily. Remember, Palace taking on Manchester United at the MCG. Crowds of maybe more than 85,000 expected for that one. So it should be an amazing spectacle. We'll have all the pre-match info for you at the same time tomorrow. You'll hear from Patrick Vieira in his pre-match press conference. And so that'll be on your podcast feed to listen to before kickoff. And then the day after the game, we'll have all the reaction. We'll go inside the match day experience for you. We'll be in around the tunnel, the dressing room. We'll be hearing the reaction of the crowd as the team walk out. We'll be talking to the Palace fans that are there, maybe even some Man United ones as well. We'll see. And that'll be on Tour Daily coming up this week in Melbourne. And then it's off to Perth to play Leeds United on Tour 2022. We'll see you then. This podcast was brought to you by Stirs, the world's first zero-waste coffee.